The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 6, The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev. This chapter tells how Lord Rishabhdev left his body. He was not attached to his body even when it was being burned up in a forest fire. When the seed of fruit of activity is burned by the fire of knowledge, the spiritual properties and mystic powers are automatically manifest. Yet, bhakti yoga is not affected by these mystic powers. An ordinary yogi is captivated by mystic powers and his progress checked. Therefore, a perfect yogi does not welcome them. Because the mind is restless and undependable, it must always remain under control. Even the mind of the advanced yogi Shobari created such a disturbance that he lost his yogic mystic powers. Due to a restless mind, even a very advanced yogi can fall down. The mind is so restless that it induces even a perfect yogi to be controlled by the senses. Therefore, Lord Rishabhdev, for the instruction of all yogis, showed the process of quitting the body. While traveling in South India through the provinces of Karnataka, Konkan, Venka, and Kutaka, Lord Rishabhdev arrived in the neighborhood of Kutakachala. Suddenly, there was a forest fire that burned the forest and Lord Rishabhdev's body to ashes. The pastimes of Lord Rishabhdev as a liberated soul were known by the king of Konka, Venka, and Kutaka. This king's name was Arhat. He later became captivated by the illusory energy, and in this condition he set forth the basic principles of Jainism. Lord Rishabhdev set forth the principles of religion that can free one from material bondage, and he put an end to all kinds of atheistic activities. On this place, the place known as Bharat Varsh, was a very pious land because the Supreme Lord appeared there when he wanted to incarnate. Lord Rishabhdev neglected all the mystic powers for which the so-called yogis hanker. Because of the beauty of devotional service, devotees are not at all interested in so-called mystic power. The master of all yogic power, Lord Krishna, can exhibit all powers on behalf of his devotee. Devotional service is more valuable than yogic mystic powers. Devotees are sometimes misled to aspire for liberation or in mystic powers. The Supreme Lord gives these devotees whatever they desire, but they cannot attain the most important function of devotional service. Devotional service to the Lord is guaranteed for those who do not desire liberation and mystic power. Text 1. Raju Vacha Nanunam Bhagava Atmaramanam Yoga Samitra Jnana Vaparijita Karma Bijanam Aishwaryani Pudna Kleshadani Bhavitum Arhanti Chadrich Chadyo Pangatani. Synonyms. Raju Vacha, King Parikshit inquired, not Nunam, indeed, Bhagava, most powerful Shukadeva Goswami. Atraramanam, the pure devotees simply engage in devotional service, yoga samirita, achieved by practice of yoga, jnana, by knowledge, avabharjita, burned, karma bijanam, of those whose seeds of activities, aishvaryani, the mystic powers, puna, again, kleshadani, sources of distress, bhavitum, to become, arhanti, are able, yadrichchaya, automatically, upagantani, achieved. Translation. King Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami, my dear Lord, for those who are completely pure in heart, knowledge is attained by the practice of bhakti yoga, and attachment for fruit of activity is completely burned to ashes. For such people, the powers of mystic yoga automatically arise. They do not cause distress. Why then did Rishabhdev neglect them? Purport. A pure devotee is constantly engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is necessary for the discharge of devotional service is automatically attained, although it may appear to be the result of mystic yoga power. Sometimes a yogi displays a little yogic power by manufacturing gold. A little quantity of gold captivates foolish people, and thus the yogi gets many followers who are willing to accept such a tiny person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a yogi may also advertise himself as Bhagavan. However, a devotee does not have to exhibit such magical wonders. Without practicing the mystic yoga process, he achieves even greater opulences all over the world. Under the circumstances, Lord Rishabhdev refused to manifest mystic yoga perfections, and Maharaj Parikshit asked why he did not accept them, since for a devotee they are not at all disturbing. A devotee is never distressed or satisfied by any material opulence. His concern is how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If by the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee achieves extraordinary opulence, he utilizes the opportunity for the Lord's service. He is not disturbed by the opulence. Text 2. Rishir Vacha Satyam Uktam Kintavaiha Vaekena Manasadida Vishrambam Ana Vastanasya Kata Virata Iva Sangachante. Synonyms. Rishir Vacha Shukadeva Goswami said, Satyam, the correct thing, Uktam, have said, Kintu, but Iha, in this material world, va, either, eke, some, na, not, manasa, of the mind, adha, directly, vishrambam, the faithful, anavastanasya, being unsteady, shanta, very cunning, kirata, a hunter, eva, like, sangachante, become. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami replied, My dear king, you have spoken correctly. However, after capturing animals, a cunning hunter does not put faith in them, for they might run away. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life do not put faith in the mind. Indeed, they always remain vigilant and watch the mind's action. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 18.5, Lord Krishna says, Yajna dana tapa karma natajyam karyam evatat Yajna dana tapas chaiva Pavanani manisinam. Quote, acts of charity or acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up, but should be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. End quote. Even one who has renounced the world and has taken sannyas should not renounce chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Renunciation does not mean that one has to renounce Sankirtan Jaga. Similarly, one should not renounce charity or tapasya. The yoga system for control of the mind and senses must be strictly followed. Lord Rishabhdev showed how severe types of tapasya could be performed, and he set an example for all others. Text 3. Tata choktam na kuryat kari chit shakyam manasi hi anavastite yad vishram bach chirach Chirnam, Chaskanda Tapa Aishwaram. Synonyms. Tata, so, cha, and, uktam, it is said, na, never, kuryat, should do, karichit, at any time or with anyone, shakyam, friendship, manasi, in the mind, he, certainly, anavastite, which is very restless, yet, in which, vishrambat, from placing too much faith, Chirat for a long time. Chirnam, practice, Chaskanda, became disturbed. Tapa, the austerity, Aishwaram, of great personalities like Lord Shiva and the great sage Sobari. Translation. All the learned scholars have given their opinion. The mind is by nature very restless, and one should not make friends with it. If we place full confidence in the mind, it may cheat us at any moment. Even Lord Shiva became agitated upon seeing the Mohini form of Lord Krishna, and Sobari Muni also fell down from the mature stage of yogic perfection. Purport. The first business is of one trying to advance in spiritual life is to control the mind and senses. As Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manna sastrendriyani Praktistani kashati, Although the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and are therefore in a transcendental position, they are still suffering in this material world and struggling for existence due to the mind and the senses. To get out of this false struggle for existence and become happy in the material world, one has to control the mind and senses and be detached from material conditions. One should never neglect austerities and penances. One should always perform them. Lord Rishabhdev personally showed us how to do this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.19.17, it is specifically stated, Mata Shvarsha Durhitrava Navi Vikdashanobhavet Balavan Indiagramo Vidvamsam Apikarshati. A grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasin, brahmachari should be very careful when associating with women. One is forbidden to sit down in a solitary place, even with one's mother, sister, or daughter. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it has been very difficult to disassociate ourselves from women in our society, especially in Western countries. We are therefore sometimes criticized, but nevertheless, we are trying to give everyone a chance to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and thus advance spiritually. If we stick to the principles of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, then, by the grace of Srila Haridas Thakur, we may be saved from the allurement of women. However, if we are not very strict in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we may fall at any time fall victim to women. Text 4. Nityam dadati kamasya chidram tam anuyeriya yogina kritamatrasya pratpatyur jayeshva pumschali. Synonyms: nityam, always, dadati, gives, kamasya, of lust, chidram, facility, tam, that lust, anu, following, ye, those, arya, enemies, yogina, of the yogis or persons trying to advance in spiritual life, kṛta maitrasya, having put faith in the mind, patyu, of the husband, jaya eva, like the wife, pumschali, who is unchaste and easily carried away by other men. Translation: an unchaste woman is very easily carried away by paramours, and it sometimes happens that her husband is violently killed by her paramours. If the yogi gives his mind a chance and does not restrain it, his mind will give facility to enemies like lust, anger, and greed, and they will doubtlessly kill the yogi. Purport: in this verse, the word pumschali refers to a woman who is easily carried away by men. Such a woman is never to be trusted. Unfortunately, in the present age, women are never controlled. According to the directions of the Shastras, women are never to be given freedom. When a child, a woman who must be strictly controlled by her father. When she is young, she must be strictly controlled by her husband. And when she is old, she must be controlled by her elderly sons. If she is given independence and allowed to mingle unrestrictedly with men, she will be spoiled. A spoiled woman, being manipulated by paramours, might even kill her husband. This example is given here because a yogi desiring to get free from material conditions must always keep his mind under control. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning, our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and before going to bed, beat the mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. An unchaste wife can kill her husband at any time, and an uncontrolled mind, followed by lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, and illusion, can certainly kill the yogi. When the yogi is controlled by the mind, he falls down into the material condition. One should be very careful to control the mind, just as a husband should be careful of an unchaste wife. Text 5. Kamor manyur mado labdho shokamoha bayadaya karma bandas chayan mula shvikuryat konu tadbuddha. Synonyms: kama, lust, manyu, anger, mada, pride, loba, greed, shokta, lamentation, moha, illusion, baya, fear, adaya, all these together. Karma banda, bondage to fruitive activities, cha, awe, and. Yet mula, the origin of which Shrikuryat would accept Ka, who knew indeed taught that mind, Buddha, if one is learned. Translation. The mind is the root cause of lust, anger, greed, pride, lamentation, illusion, and fear. Combined, these constitute bondage to fruitive activity. What learned mind would put faith? What learned man would put faith in the mind? Purport. The mind is the original cause of material bondage. It is followed by many enemies, such as anger, pride, greed, lamentation, illusion, and fear. The best way to control the mind is to engage it always in Krishna consciousness. Savai mana Krishna padaravindaya. Since the followers of the mind bring about material bondage, we should be very careful not to trust the mind. Set text 6. Ataiva akila lokapala alala mo pi vilakshanair jadavad avaduta vesha basha charitar avilakshita bhagavat prabhavo yoginam samparaya vidum anusikshayan shvakeval kale varam jihasur atmani atmanam asam yava hitam anartanat tantara bhavaneng vikshamana uparatanu vritir upararama. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, evam, in this way, akila loka pala lalama, the head of all kings and monarchs of the universe, api, although, vilakshanai, various, jadavat, as if stupid, avaduta vesha basha charitai, by the dress, language, and characteristics of avaduta, avilakshita bhagavat prabhava, hiding the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, keeping himself like an ordinary human being, yoginam, of the yogis, samparaya vidam, the method of giving up this body, anusikaisayan, teaching, svakalevaram, in his own personal body, which is not at all material, jihasu, desiring to give up like an ordinary human being, atmani, unto Vasudev, the original person, atmanam, himself, Lord Rishabhdev, being an avesh avatar of Lord Vishnu, asam yavahitam, without intervention by the illusory energy, anartan tara bhavena, himself in the status of Vishnu, avikshamana, always seeing, uparata anuvritti, who was acting as if giving up his material body, upararama, ceased his pastimes as the king of this planet. Translation. Lord Rishabhdev was the king of all, was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe. But assuming the dress and language of an avaduta, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he maintained his original position as the plenary expansion of Lord Vasudev, Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhdev within the material world. If, following in the footsteps of Lord Rishabhdev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body again. Purport. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Jumma kamarchamede vyam evam yo viditatvata tvatangdam deham pranarjanma naitima maitisorjana. Quote, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna, end quote. This is possible simply by keeping oneself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord as well. Both have the same spiritual identity. Maintaining oneself as a servant of the Supreme Lord, one should avoid rebirth in this material world. If one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks of himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful at the time he has to give up the material body. Text 7. Tasya hava evam mukta lingasya bhagavata rishabhasya yogamaya visanaya dehi mam yajagatim abhimana basina samkramanan mamana konkaveka kutakan dakshina karnakatam karna takan deshan yadrichaya yo pagata kutak Kachalopavana Aya Kritasma Kevala Unmada Eva Mukta Murdajo Samvita Eva Vichara Vichachara. Synonyms. Tasya, of him, Lord Rishabhdev, Hava, as it were, Evam, thus, Mukta Lingasya, he who had no identification with the gross and subtle body, Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhasya, of Lord Rishabhdev, Yogamaya Vasanaya, by the accomplishment of Yogamaya for the purpose of the Lord's pastimes, Deha, body, Imam, this, Jagatim, earth, Abhimana Abhasena, with the apparent conception of having a body of material elements, Sakramamana, traveling, Konkavenka Katukan, Konkavenka and Kutaka, Dakshin and South India, Karnatakam, in the province of Karnata, Deshan in all the countries, Yadrichjaya, of his own accord, Upagata, reached Kuta Kachala Upavana, a forest near Kuta Kachala, Asya, within the mouth, Krita Asma Kavala, having put a mouthful of stone, Unmadeva, just like a madman, Mukta Murdhadra, having scattered hair, Asambika, naked, Eva, just, Vichachara, traveled. Translation. Actually, Lord Rishabhdev had no material body, but due to Yogamaya, he considered his body material, and therefore, because he played like an ordinary human being, he gave up the mentality of identifying with it. Following this principle, he began to wander all over the world. While traveling, he came to the province of Karnata in South India and passed through Konka, Venka, and Kutaka. He had no plan to travel this way, but he arrived near Kachala and entered a forest there. He placed stones within his mouth and began to wander through the forest, naked, with his hair disheveled, like a madman. Text 8. Ata Samira Vega Vidhuta Venu Vikarsana Vjatogra Davanalas Tadvanam Alehihana Sahatena Dadada. Synonyms. Ata, thereafter, Samira Vega, by the force of the wind, Viduta, tossed about, Venu, of bamboos, Vikarshana, by the rubbing, Jata, produced, Ugra, fierce, Davanala, a forest fire, Tat, that, Vanam, a forest near Kutak, Kachala, Alin, Lehana, devouring all around, Saha, with, Tena, that body, Dadaha, burnt to ashes. Translation. While he was wandering about, a wild forest fire began. This fire was caused by the friction of bamboos which were being blown by the wind. In that fire, the entire forest near Kutak Kachala and the body of Lord Rishabhdev were burnt to ashes. Purport. Such a forest fire can burn the external bodies of animals, but Lord Rishabhdev was not born, although he apparently seemed so. Lord Rishabhdev is the supersoul of all living entities within the forest, and his soul is never burned by fire. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Adayo Yam, the soul is never burnt by fire. Due to Lord Rishabhdev's presence, all the animals in the forest were also liberated from material encagement. Text 9. Yasya kila nu charitam upakarnya konka venka kutakanam rajarhan Namo pas shikitsya kalav adharma ut krisamyamane bhavitayena samuhita or vimohita svadharma patam akutabhayam apahaya kupata pankhandam asamanjasam nija manisaya manda sam pravart Taitsyate. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom, Lord Rishabhdev, Kila Anu Charitam, pastimes as a Paramahansa above regulative Varnashram principles, Upakarnya, hearing, Konka Venka Kutakanam, of Konka Venka and Kutaka, Raja, the king, Arhatnam, whose name was Arhat, now known as the Jain, Upashiksya, imitated imitating the activities of Lord Shabdeva in his Paramahansa future, Kalo, in this age of Kali, Adharme Utkritsyamane, because of increasing irreligious life, Bhavitayena, by that which was about to happen, Vimohita, bewildered, Svadharma Patam, the path of religion, Akutabhayam, which is free from all kinds of fearful danger, Upahaya, giving up such practices as cleanliness, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, simplicity, the principles of religion and practical application of knowledge, Kupatapankandam, the wrong path of atheism, Asasamajasam, improper or against the Vedic literature, Nijamanishaya, by his own fertile brain, Munda, most foolish, Sampravastayistyate, will introduce. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. My dear king, the king of Kanka, Venka, and Kutaka, whose name was Arhat, heard of the activities of Rishabdev, and, imitating Rishabdev's principles, introduced a new system of religion. Taking advantage of Kali Yuga, the age of sinful activities, King Arhat, being bewildered, gave up the Vedic principle, which are free from risk, and concocted a new system of religion opposed to the Vedas. That was the beginning of Jain Dharma. Many other so-called religions followed this atheistic system. Purport. When Lord Krishna was present on this planet, a person named Pondraka imitated the four-handed Narayan and declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He desired to compete with Krishna. Similarly, during the time of Lord Rishabdev, the king of Kanka and Venka acted like a Paramahansa and imitated Lord Rishabdev. He introduced a system of religion and took advantage of the fallen condition of the people in this age of Kali. It is said that in Vedic literatures that people of this age will be more inclined to accept anyone as the Supreme Lord and accept any religious system opposed to Vedic principles. The people of this age are described as Munda Sumunda Matiya. Generally, they have no spiritual culture, and therefore they are very fallen. Due to this, they will accept any religious system. Due to their misfortune, they forget the Vedic principles. Following non-Vedic principles in this age, they think themselves the Supreme Lord, and thus spread the cult of atheism all over the world. Text 10. Yena ha vava kalo manojapasada deva maya mohita svavidi niyoga shocha charita vineha niha deva helanani uparvaratani nija nejik chaya grinana asana na chamana socha kesho lun chanadini kalina dharma bahulena pahata dio brahma brahmana yagna purusha loka vidu shaka prayena bhavishyanti. Synonyms. Yena, by which pseudo-religious system, ha vava, certainly, kalo, in this age of Kali, manuja upasada, the most condemned man, deva maya mohita, bewildered by the external energy or illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, savidi niyoga shocha charita viniha, without character, cleanliness, and the rules and regulations given according to one's own duty in life, deva helanani, negligent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, apavratani, impious vows, nija nija ichaya, by their own desires, granana, accepting, asnana anachamana, ashocha klesha ulunchana adini, concocted religious principles such as no bathing, no washing of the mouth, being unclean and plucking out the hair, kalina, by the age of Kali, adharma balulena, with an abundance of irreligion, upahatadiya, whose pure consciousness is destroyed, brahma brahmana yagna purusha loka vidushaka, blasphemous toward the Vedas, the strict brahmanas, religious or ritualistic ceremonies such as sacrifice, and toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees, prayana, almost entirely, bhavishyanti, will become. Translation. People who are lowest among men and bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord will give up the original Varnashram Dharma and its rules and regulations. They will abandon bathing three times daily and worshiping the Lord. Abandoning cleanliness and neglecting the Supreme Lord, they will accept nonsensical principles. Not regularly bathing or washing their mouths regularly, they will always remain unclean, and they will pluck out their hair. Following a concocted religion, they will flourish. During this age of Kali, people who are more inclined to irreligious systems. Consequently, these people will naturally deride the Vedic authority. The followers of Vedic authority, the Brahmanas, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees. Purport. Presently, the hippies in the Western countries fit this description. They are irresponsible and unregulated. They do not bathe, and they deride the standard Vedic knowledge. They concoct new lifestyles and religions. There are many hippie groups at the present moment, and they all originated from King Arhat, who imitated the activities of Lord Rishabhdev, who was situated on the Paramahansa stage. King Arhat did not care for the fact that although Lord Rishabhdev acted like a madman, his stool and urine were nonetheless aromatic, so much so that they nicely scented the countryside for miles around. The followers of King Arhat went under the name of Jains, and they were later followed by many others, particularly by the hippies, who are more or less offshoots of Mayavadi philosophy, because they think themselves as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such people do not respect the real followers of Vedic principles, the ideal Brahmanas, nor do they have respect for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman. Due to the influence of this age of Kali, they are apt to concoct false religious systems. Text 11. Te cha hi arvaktanaya nija loka yatra yanda parampara yashvastas tamasi ande svayam eva prapatisyanti. Synonyms. Te, those people who not following the Vedic principles, cha, and he, certainly, arvaktanaya, deviating from the eternal principles of Vedic religion, nija loka yatraya, by a practice arrived at by their own mental concoction, anda paramparaya, by a disciplic succession of blind, ignorant people, ashvasta, being encouraged, tamasi, into the darkness of ignorance, ande, blindness, svayameva, themselves, prapatisyanti, will fall down. Translation, low-class people, due to their gross ignorance, introduce a new system of religion that deviates from the Vedic principles. Following their own mental concoctions, they automatically fall down into the darkest regions of existence. Purport, in this connection, one may see Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, where it's a description of the fall down of the Asuras, 16:16 and 6:23. Text 12, I am avataro rajaso pa pluta kaivalyo pa shikshan narta. Synonyms. I am avatara, this incarnation, Lord Rishabhdev, Rajasa, by the mode of passion, apapluta, overwhelmed, kaivalya upa shikshana arta, to teach people the path of liberation. Translation. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabhdev incarnated himself to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. Purport. The symptoms of Kali Yuga are predicted in the 12th canto, 3rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lavanyam Kesha Dharanam. It is predicted how fallen souls will behave. They will keep their hair long and consider themselves very beautiful, or they will pluck out their hair as the Jains do. They will keep themselves unclean and will not wash their mouths. Jains refer to Lord Rishabhdev as their original preceptor. If such peoples are serious followers of Rishabhdev, they must also take his instructions. In the 5th chapter of this canto, Rishabhdev gave his 100 sons instructions whereby they could become free from the clutches of Maya. If one actually follows Rishabhdev, he will certainly be delivered from the clutches of Maya and return home back to Godhead. If one strictly follows the instructions of Rishabhdev given in the 5th chapter, he will certainly be liberated. Lord Rishabhdev incarnated specifically to deliver these fallen souls. Text 13. Tasyanu ganan shlokan gayanti aho bhuva sapta samudra dravatya dvipeshu varsheshu adipunyam etat gayanti yatratya janamarare. Karmani Bradrani Avataravanti. Synonyms. Tasya of him, Lord Shabdev, Anugunam, conforming to the instructions for liberation, Shlokan, verses, Gayanti, chant, Aho, O, Bhuva of this earthly planet, Sapta Samudra Vatya, possessing seven seas, Dvipeshu among the islands, Varsheshu among the lands, Adipunyam, more pious than any other island, Etat, this, Bharatvarsha, Gayanti, sing about, Yatratya Jana, the people of this tract of land, Murari of Murari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Karmani, the activities, Bhadrani, all auspicious, Avataravanti, in many incarnations, such as Lord Rishabhdev. Translation, learned scholars chant about the transcendental qualities of Lord Rishabhdev in this way, quote, O, this earthly planet containing seven seas and many islands or lands, of which Bharatvarsha is considered the most pious, people of Bharatvarsha are accustomed to glorifying the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnations as Lord Rishabhdev and others. All these activities are very auspicious for the welfare of humanity. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharitya Bhume Haila Manusi Janmajara Janma Satarka Karikara Para Upakara. As stated in this verse, Bharatvarsha is a most pious land. The followers of Vedic literature understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations, and they are privileged to glorify the Lord by following in the directions of Vedic literature. After realizing the glories of human life, such people should take up the mission to spread the importance of human life throughout the whole world. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The word Adipunyam indicates that there are certainly many other pious men throughout the world, but the people of Bharatvarsha are even more pious. Therefore, they are fit to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world for the benefit of all human society. Srila Madhvacharya also recognizes the land of Bharatvarsha. Visheshat Bharate Punyam. Throughout the world, there is no question of Bhagavat Bhakti or devotional service, because the people of Bharatvarsha can easily understand the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, every inhabitant of Bharatvarsha can perfect his life by discharging Bhagavat Bhakti and then preaching this cult throughout the world for the benefit of everyone. Text 14. Aho nu vamso yasya savadatta prayavrato yatra puman parana krita vatara purusha adyas chachara daram yad akaram hetum. Synonyms. Aho, oh, nu, indeed, vamsa, the dynasty, vishasha, with widespread fame, avadatta, fully pure, priyavrata, related to King Priyavrata, yatra, wherein Puman, the Supreme Lord, Purana, the original, Krita Avatara, descended as an incarnation, Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yahi Adya, the original person, Chatara, executed Dharman, religious principles, yat, from which Akarma Hetum, the cause of the end of fruitive activities. Translation, quote, oh, what shall I say about the dynasty of Priyavrata, which is pure and very much celebrated? In that dynasty, the Supreme Person, the original personality of Godhead, descended as an incarnation and executed religious principles that could free one from the results of fruitive activity. Purport. There are many dynasties in human society wherein the Supreme Lord descends as an incarnation. Lord Krishna appeared in the Yadu dynasty. Lord Ramchandra appeared in the Ikshvaku or Raghu dynasty. Similarly, Lord Rishabhdev appeared in the dynasty of King Priyavrata. All these dynasties are very famous, and all of them, and of them, the dynasty of Priyavrata is most famous. Text 15. Konuv asya kashtam aparo nugechan manoratenapi abha yasva yogi yo yoga maya spriha yati udasta hi asataya yena krita pranyata na. Synonyms. Kahu, nu, indeed, asya of Lord Rishabhdev, kashtam, and the example, apara, else, anugachet, can follow, manaratena, by the mind, api, even, abhavasya, of the unborn, yogi, the mystic, yahu, yoga, maya, the perfection mystic perfections of yoga, Sprihayati, desires, Udasta, rejected by Rishabhdev, he certainly, Asataya, by the quality of being unsubstantial, Yena, by whom, Rishabhdev, Kritaprayatna, although eager to serve. Translation. Who is that mystic yogi who can follow the example of Lord Rishabhdev even with his mind? Lord Rishabhdev rejected all kinds of yogic perfection, which other yogis hanker to attain. Who is that yogi who can compare to Lord Rishabhdev? Purport. Generally, yogis desire the mystic yogic perfections of Anima, Lagima, Mahima, Prakyama, Prapti, Ishvita, Vasitva, and Kamayavasayita. Lord Rishabhdev, however, never aspired for all these material things. Such siddhis, perfections, are presented by the illusory energy of the Lord. The real purpose of the yoga system is to achieve the favor and shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but this purpose is covered by the illusory energy of yoga maya. So-called yogis are therefore allured by the superficial material perfections of anima, laghima, prapti, and so forth. Consequently, ordinary yogis cannot compare to Lord Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 16. Iti hasma shakala veda loka deva brahmana gavam pramagaro bhagavata rishabhakyasya visudara charitam iritam pumsam samasta ducharitabhid haranam parama mahamangala yanam idam anusradhaya yopachita yanu srinoti avarshvayati vavihito bhagavati tasmin vasudeva ekantato bhaktir anayor api samanu vartate. Synonyms. Iti, thus, hasma, indeed, sakala, all, veda, of knowledge, loka, the people in general, Deva of the demigods, Brahmana of the Brahmanas, Gavam of the cows, Parama of the Supreme, Guru, Spirit Master, Bhagavata of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhakyasya, whose name was Lord Rishabhdev, Visuddha, pure, Acharitam, activities, Iritam, now explained, Pumsham, of every living entity, Samasta, all, Duscharita, sinful activities, Abhiharanam, destroying, Parama, foremost, Maha, great, Mangala, of auspiciousness, Ayanam, the shelter, Idam, this, Anushadhaya, with faith, Upachayitshitaya, increasing, Anushinoti, hears from the authority, Ashravayati, speaks to others, va, or, Avahita, being attentive, Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tasmin, unto him, Vasudeva, to Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, Eka Atana, Atata, unflinching, bhakti, devotion, aneo, of both the groups, the listeners, and the speakers, api certainly, samanu vartate, factually begins. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, Lord Rishabhdev is the master of all Vedic knowledge, human beings, demigods, cows, and brahmanas. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabhdev's pastimes is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The teachings of Lord Rishabhdev are for the people of all yugas, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga. These instructions are so powerful that even in this age of Kali, one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, and or listening to the instructions with great attention. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudev. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam so that those who recite these pastimes and listen to them will become purified. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. As a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak, and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently, 24 hours daily, if possible. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should either chant the Hare Krishna Mantra or read Srimad Bhagavatam, and thereby thereby try to understand the characteristics and instructions of the Supreme Lord who appeared as Lord Rishabhdev, Lord Kapila, and Lord Krishna. In this way, one can become fully aware of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who knows the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and activities attains liberation from material bondage and returns to Godhead. Text 17. Yasyam eva kavayam atmana aviratam vivhida virjina samsara parita papul tapyamanam anusavanam snapnayantas tayaiva paraya nivritya hi apavargam anyantikam paramapumsartam apisvayam as saditam no evadinyante bhagavad dia tvenaiva parisam mapta sarvarta. Synonyms. Yasameva, in which Krishna consciousness or the nectar of devotional service, kavaya, the advancement of learned scholars or philosophers in spiritual life, atmanam, the self, aviratam, constantly, vivida, various, vignija, full of sins, samsara, in material existence, paritapa, from miserable conditions, utapa payamanam, suffering, anusavanam, without stopping, svapnayanta, bathing, taya, by that, eva, certainly, paraya, great, nivritya, with happiness, he, certainly, apavargam, liberation, ayantikam, uninterrupted, parama purushartam, the best of all human achievements, api, although, svayam, itself, asaditam, obtained, no, not, eva, certainly, adriyante, endeavor to achieve, bhagavadiya tvena eva, because of a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, parisamapta sarva arta, those who have ended all kinds of material desires. Translation, devotees always bathe themselves in devotional service in order to be relieved from the various tribulations of material existence. By doing this, the devotees enjoy supreme bliss, and liberation personified comes to serve them. Nonetheless, they do not accept that service, even if it is offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. For the devotees, liberation, mukti, is very unimportant, because having obtained the Lord's transcendental loving service, they have attained everything desirable and have transcended all material desires. Purport. Devotional service unto the Lord is the highest attainment for anyone desiring liberation from the tribulations of material existence. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yam lava chaparam lava manyate nadikam tata. Gaining this, one thinks there is no greater gain. End quote. When one attains the service of the Lord, which is non-different from the Lord, one does not desire anything material. Mukti means the relief from material existence. Bhil Mangala Thakur says, Mukti Muktalitanjali Sevatasman. For a devotee, mukti is not a very great achievement. Mukti means being situated in one's constitutional position. The constitutional position of every living entity is that of the Lord's servant. Therefore, when a living entity is engaged in the Lord's loving service, he has already attained mukti. Consequently, a devotee does not aspire for mukti, even if it is offered by the Supreme Lord himself. Text 18. Rajan Patir Gular Guru Alam Bhavatam Yudunam Divam Priya Kula Pati Kvacha Kinkarova Astevam Anga Bhagavan Bhajatam Mukundo Muktim Dadati Karichits Mana Bhakti Yogam. Synonyms. Rajan, O my dear king, Pati, maintainer, guru, spiritual master, Alam, certainly, Bhavatam, of you, Yadunam, the Yadu dynasty, Daivam, the worshipable deity, Priya, very dear friend, Kulapati, the master of the dynasty, Kvacha, sometimes even, Kinkara, servant, Va, of you, the Pandavas, Astu, to be sure, Evam, thus, Anga, O king, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhajantam, of those devotees engaged in service, Mukunda, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Muktim, liberation, Dadati, delivers, Karichit, at any time, Sma, indeed, Na, not, Bhakti Yogam, loving devotional service. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued, "My dear king, the supreme person, Mukunda, is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandava and Yadu dynasties. He is your spiritual master, worshipable deity, friend, and the director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family as a messenger or servant. This means he worked just as ordinary servants do. Those engaged in getting the Lord's favor for attain liberation from the Lord very easily, but it is not very easily give the opportunity to render direct service unto him." Purport. While instructing Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadev Goswami thought it wise to encourage the king, because the king might be thinking of the glorious position of various royal dynasties. Especially glorious is the dynasty of Priyavrata, in which the Supreme Lord Rishabhdev incarnated. Similarly, in the family of Uttanapad Maharaj, the father of Maharaj Dhruva, is also glorious due to King Prithu's taking birth in it. The dynasty of Maharaj Raghu is glorified because Lord Ramchandra appeared in that family. As far as the Yadu and Kuru dynasties are concerned, they existed simultaneously, but of the two, the Yadu dynasty was more glorious due to the appearance of Lord Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit might not have been thinking that the Kuru dynasty might have been thinking that the Kuru dynasty was not as fortunate as the others because the Supreme Lord did not appear in that family. Neither as Lord Krishna, Lord Ramchandra, Lord Rishabhdev, or Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was encouraged by Shukadev Goswami in this particular verse. The Kuru dynasty may be considered more glorious due to the presence of of devotees like the five Pandavas, who rendered unalloyed devotional service. Although Lord Krishna did not appear in the Kuru dynasty, he was so obligated to the Pandavas' devotional service, he acted like a maintainer of the family and spiritual master of the Pandavas. Although he took birth in the Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna was more affectionate to the Pandavas. By his actions, Lord Krishna proved that he was more inclined to the Kuru dynasty than to the Yadu dynasty. Indeed, Lord Krishna, indebted to the Pandavas' devotional service, sometimes acted as their messenger, and he guided them through many dangerous situations. Well, therefore, Maharaj Parikshit should not have been saddened because Lord Krishna did not appear in his family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always inclined toward his pure devotees, and by his action it is clear that liberation is not very important for the devotees. Lord Krishna easily gives one liberation, but he does not so easily give one the facility to become a devotee. Muktim dadadi karichit sma na bhakti yogam. Directly or indirectly, it is proved that bhakti yoga is the basis for the supreme relationship with the Supreme Lord. It is far superior to liberation. Such for a pure devotee of the Lord, mukti is automatically attained. Text 19. Nityano bhuta nija labda nivritta trishna shishaya atad rachanaya chira supta buddhe. Lokasya ya karuna ya bayam atma lokam akyam namo bhagavate rishabhaya tasmai. Synonyms: nitya anabhuta, due to always being conscious of his real identity, nija labda nivritta trishna, who was complete in himself and had no other desire to fulfill, shriyasi, of life's genuine welfare, atat rachanaya, by expanding activities in the material field, mistaking the body for the self, chira for a long time, supta sleeping, buddhe, whose intelligence, lokasya of men, yahu, Lord Rishabhdev, karunaya by his causeless mercy, abhayam, fearlessness, atma lokam, the real identity of the self, akhyat, instructed, nam, respectful obeisances, bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhaya, unto Lord Rishabhdev, tasmai, unto him. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhdev, was fully aware of his true identity. Therefore, he was self-sufficient and he did not desire external gratification. There was no need for him to aspire for success, since he was complete in himself. Those who unnecessarily engage in bodily conceptions and create an atmosphere of materialism are always ignorant of their real self-interest. Out of his causeless mercy, Lord Rishabhdev taught the self's real identity and the goal of life. We are therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto the Lord who appeared as Lord Rishabhdev. Purport. This is the summary of this chapter. in which the activities of Lord Rishabhdev are described. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Lord Rishabhdev is complete in Himself. We living entities, as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, should follow the instructions of Lord Rishabhdev and become self-sufficient. We should not create unnecessary demands due to bodily conception. When one is self-realized, he is sufficiently satisfied due to being situated in his original spiritual position. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahmabhuta Prashanatmana Shochati Nakankshati. This is the goal of all living entities. Even though one may be situated within this material world, he can become fully satisfied and devoid of hankering and lamentation simply by following the instructions of the Lord set forth in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Satisfaction through self-realization is called Swarupananda. The conditioned soul, eternally sleeping in darkness, does not understand his self-interest. He simply tries to become happy by making material adjustments, but this is impossible. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nate vidu svartkatim hi vishnum. Due to gross ignorance, the conditioned soul does not know that his real self-interest is to take shelter at the lotus feet of Vishnu. To try to become happy by adjusting the material atmosphere is a useless endeavor. Indeed, it is impossible. By his personal behavior instructions, Lord Rishabhdev enlightened the conditioned soul and showed him how to become self-sufficient in his spiritual identity. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 6th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Activities of Lord Rishabhdev, end quote.